Welcome to another episode of Thriller Podcast. Today we are talking Porsche. They're in the news. They're jumping into the blockchain. We also got Jack Dorsey talking about Square and his Bitcoin buy and sell option. Then finally, in our main topic, we're discussing Oh My's Go. What's the truth behind it? Thriller Podcast starting now.
Welcome to Thriller with Car Gonzalez, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, via SoundCloud and supported by listeners like you.
It's time for the news. 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 Thriller with Car Gonzalez.
So first up, we have Porsche in the news. They're deciding to create and test their own blockchain technology, and they have actually been testing it for a while now. So in their press release that they released here on February 22nd, Porsche stated that the company is the first automobile manufacturer to implement and successfully test blockchain in a car. So they said, "We can use blockchain to transfer data more quickly and securely, giving our customers more peace of mind in the future. Whether they are charging, parking, or need to give a third party, such as a parcel delivery agent, temporary access to the vehicle, we translate the innovative technology into direct benefits for the customer." They also mentioned that some of the features could speed up the process of opening and locking the car within an app for, you know, by about six times. And this is made possible when the car becomes part of the blockchain, making a direct offline connection is possible without diversion through a server. It sounds legit as hell. And they're actually working with IBM and some other companies here in the automotive industry to keep experimenting with this. This is pretty cool. That's pretty neat. And next up, we got Jack Dorsey. So Jack Dorsey is the CEO of Square and Twitter. He is actually, I think, the co-founder of Twitter as well, and the original founder of Square. So we all know that he added Bitcoin here on our Square apps just here recently here. Well, for me, I think it was like November, December when I got it. But I think for everybody, it was here January 31st. So he just recently had his, you know, February 27th conference call, and he was discussing Bitcoin. And he was discussing Bitcoin inside the Cash App. And this is what he said. He said, "Bitcoin for us is not stopping at buying and selling. We do believe that this is a transformational technology for our industry, and we want to learn as quickly as possible." He also said, "Additionally, customers can now buy and sell Bitcoin in Cash App. We observed that this was a feature our customers wanted, and we supported Bitcoin because we see it as a step in the long-term path toward greater financial access for all. It's currently available in all 50 states. They first launched in November. I think that's when I got it. And then they released it to everybody here on January 31st. Just recently, we had JP Morgan. They released their annual report in 2017, and they considered cryptocurrencies a risk factor. But that's because they're an old company, and they're not a young startup like Cash. Next, we got Circle X Exchange. They are back in the news today. So turns out that big buyout that happened yesterday from Poloniex, they're not going to just be another Coinbase. So they said, rather than seeing a single Star Wars type token that is good for everything across the galaxy, we see a proliferation of tokens that have different functions. To that end, the president of Circle believes the new service, formerly called Circle Poloniex for now, will offer an entirely new kind of exchange, one that gives users access to a whole host of cryptocurrencies and crypto tokens. So good news, I guess. He also said, "It's a turning point in that we really are right on the cusp of major consumer products being built on top of these markets and infrastructure." And he also said, "From our perspective, pulling this all together, pulling this under one roof allows us to realize these broader ideas for consumer products." Yeah, we'll see. This is all good. This is all good for cryptocurrency, another big exchange to compete with Coinbase. You know, we all know Robinhood's getting into it. Square is already in it right now. And then we have Bittrex and Bitfinex and, you know, HitBTC. I was going to say Poloniex, but we don't have them anymore. They did bottom out. Kraken, Gemini. We have tons of places we can go to now. This is great. This is awesome. The only thing that worries me now is that we have all these centralized exchanges. Somebody needs to make a decentralized exchange besides Stellar, because you can actually get a decentralized exchange through Stellar. If you go to their website, stellar.org, I believe, and they have a decentralized exchange that no one's using. I started playing with it. It's pretty neat, but I don't want to sell my XLM coins, but I might have to to prove a point that it can work. A decentralized exchange can work. Anyways, let's get on to the next topic. So it looks Germany won't tax you for buying a cup of coffee with Bitcoin. So believe it or not, Germany is setting itself apart from the U.S., where the Internal Revenue Service treats Bitcoin as property for tax purposes, which means that if an American buys a cup of coffee with Bitcoin, he technically or she technically has to consider that a sale of property and is subject to capital gains tax. I know, it's the most stupidest thing in the world. Instead, Germany will regard Bitcoin as the equivalent to legal tender for tax purposes when used as a means of payment, according to a new document. So they basically said virtual currencies like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies become the equivalent to a legal means of payment insofar as the so-called virtual currencies of those involved in the transaction as an alternative, contractual, and immediate means of payment have been accepted. That's awesome. This is the way it should be. I expect a lot of other countries following suit with Germany. This is the way it should be. It should just be treated as money. You shouldn't have to pay taxes on it. It's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. I understand people are afraid to get scammed, but you know what? This is the 21st fucking century. Get a grip. Next, we got JP Morgan. So like I said in the last article that Square released, JP Morgan's even funny even more. So according to them, this is what they wrote the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. They said, furthermore, both financial institutions and their non-banking competitors face the risk that payment processing and other services could be disrupted by technologies such as cryptocurrencies that require no intermediation. New technologies have required and could require JP Morgan Chase to spend more to modify or adapt its products to attract and retain clients and customers or to match products and services offered by its competitors, including technology companies. Well, what did you think was going to happen? You thought this was going to go away? This is fucking astounding to me. Like, they are complaining because they are not realizing that their dinosaur platform that they've been, you know, Ponzi running for the past 75 years is coming to an end. This is what happened to music industry. This is what happened to the newspaper industry. This is what, or print industry. This is what happened to the media industry with movies and television shows and everything like that. This is the same thing that's going to happen to the financial industry. The internet's coming for your fucking lunch. Get a grip, get over it, or adapt. You have two options. Quit trying to call Bitcoin a fraud. It's not going to make a difference, Jamie Dimon. It's time to get on board with cryptocurrencies. This is the way it's going to be. The only way you're going to stop it is by banning it. And I don't think that's going to happen because the revolution has already started. Next and final, and our final piece of news today. This just came out here recently. I just saw this. So apparently, Walton Chain is a scam. And this is the post they don't want you to see. So they've been running a Valentine's Day campaign to, you know, give some winners WTC, which is Walton Chain coin. And they said, congratulations to all the winners who participated in the Valentine's Day contest. Well, immediately after they posted that, they announced themselves as a winner. So they put, oh my God, can't believe I won. Thank you, Walton team. Keep doing the great work. What's crazy is they didn't realize that they were still logged in as themselves when they typed that out. So a lot of people are thinking that they were never really doing a Valentine's Day campaign to give away all those coins. They were actually just going to say they were doing one and then give those coins back to themselves, but without actually ever doing anything. They were just going to switch it to a fake account. Now, that sounds fucking nuts, because if you're really trying to spread the word of your crypto, like, give this shit out, man. Give this shit away. Like, come on. What are you doing? It doesn't make any sense for you to try to game the system to make you seem like you're a really cool crypto. But in actuality, you're just giving all the money back to yourself. Like, what are you doing, Walton Chain? So sure enough, the internet took hold of this and they said, rest in peace. I can't imagine what the guy felt like when he realized he done fucked up. And then this other guy says, I imagine once he realized, he slowly stood up from his desk and silently walked out of the building. The rest of the team was like, what the fuck is going on with the price? And where did Jeff go? Oh, man. So it's everybody's shitting on this thing now. And people are calling this a scam coin. If you look at the coin market cap, Walton Chain took a major dump right now. This just happened 3 hours ago. So it's just amazing how fast the shit spread. You know, it's funny because we had been watching Walton Chain go up in the coin market rank. Like, we had been seeing it go up the past month or so. And I thought, I was like, oh, wow, this is making some moves. Walton Chain just keep, you know, you guys hear me in coin talk, I always say, where's Walton? You know, because I'm like, where's Walton Chain now? Like, because it's been moving up. Holy shit, man. This just killed that coin. Literally killed that coin. If we go and look here at the coin market cap, we can kind of see how far it's fallen off. But I have a feeling it's probably pretty much dead at this point. We all remember what happened to BitConnect, you know, when it went down. And this is pretty heavy, man. This has gone down a lot. I think at the time, what time was this? 3 hours ago? It was already down day for him. And it was at $21. Now it's back down to $18. So it's already down $3. I think other people are dumping now, but holy shit, man. That's a big dump just for making a major screw up on Twitter. I don't know how you trust them now. Honestly, I'm not buying Walton Chain. I never was going to buy Walton. I wasn't going to buy Walton Chain, but it was piquing my interest because I kept seeing it go up in rankings every day. So now definitely am not looking at that token or that coin. Now it's just off my radar now at this point. So in their defense, and this is me just reporting news. I'm not saying this is what happened. This is just me reporting news because I like to get both sides because I'm a, what you call a journalist. I'm not a journalist. I'm not. It's an old joke. Anyway, so sure enough, somebody posted this on their Reddit and said, hey guys, this is not what we think it is. They were actually using a script to pick the winner, and the script accidentally picked themselves, and they have a video of the script in play. Go to their Reddit, you can see it. But I'm like, really? Like, even if you did have the script and a script picked it, how do you explain the tweet? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, okay, say by some off chance they picked themselves, but how do you explain the tweet? You can't. And, you know, other people are trying to say, oh, well, intern made it, or maybe it was automated from the script. And I'm like, I guess, what are they using? What website are they going to do this? Or are they doing it themselves? Either or. It's that's their response, that they use a script, and that's why it got sent to themselves, and that's why they posted it to themselves. Yeah, I don't know. But, I'm not buying Walton at all anymore. It's kind of sad too. This is what happens when all these scam coins get caught. Like, you know, it's just sad to see. It's very sad to see. Anyways, with that, let's go ahead and get into our interesting video of the day.
Cars. Interesting video of the day.
So today's interesting video of the day is from Dollar Vigilante. You guys know I love Jeff Berwick's, just his shows, the way he puts on his live streams, all that stuff. I'm a big fan of him. I wanted to go to Anarchapulco this year, which is, you know, the big conference that they have every year in 2018. You know, they have it once a year in February, and it's just all these anarchists getting together and having a good time. As of late, there's been a lot of people throwing FUD his way just because he's becoming more popular. I've been watching him for a while, so I know the type of person he is. It's kind of like me, guys. Like, think of me now, the way I am now. And then, like, much later on down the years, I'm sure it's going to be a long time, but much later on down the years, people start FUDding on me and saying, oh, this guy Carr, he's fucking crazy, blah, 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 blah. You guys are going to be like, no, I've been listening to this guy from the beginning. He's been the same way the whole time. Well, people are doing that at Jeff Berwick, and they're basically saying that he's just this Bitcoin Cash shill, and he's just into conspiracy theories and all this stuff, and it's just not true. If you guys have been watching him, I've been watching him for a while. I can sincerely say that's just not true. Anyways, he talks about all that here in this video, so check it out.
So I wanted to go into something that has been a tricky topic this year. You know, most people that didn't come out to Anarchapulco because, you know, they want to keep their eyes shut to the whole thing, say it's a Bitcoin Cash shill conference. And now, okay, Bitcoin.com is obviously a sponsor. And I mean, I've always found blockchain to be very unifying. It's probably one of the most unifying things we have on the planet. People I talk to around here, it's still about 70% of people are actually supportive of Bitcoin. So to those out there saying it's a Bitcoin Cash shill conference. We are allowed opinions. We are individualists. But what do you think of that take on things and the Bitcoin Cash versus Bitcoin kind of debacle we've been seeing in recent months?
Yeah, it's been interesting. There's a lot of misconceptions out there about myself and my beliefs on things, about the conference's belief on things, and I'll set them straight right now, and I haven't told anyone this, so you're getting the scoop. First of all, I've been into Bitcoin since 2011. I'm not a hater of Bitcoin. I have not been liking a lot of the changes, and obviously, at the very least, they've made some massive mistakes in the last year by taking so long to switch over to a SegWit, not realizing the market would take a while to catch up with it, and we've had Bitcoin taking like $100 transaction fees in a week to transfer for quite a while. It's getting a little bit better now, but that's a lot of it's because people stopped using it, which is not good at all. So I've been a critic of what has happened with Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash, of course, forked off on August 1st, and truthfully, I didn't know a lot about it. And a lot of people make this assumption that I know Roger Ver very well. We're like best buddies, and because he spent, and I'll tell you what the cost was, we're raising the rates dramatically next year. It was $9,000 to be the sponsor of the conference. If anyone knows me, $9,000 is not a big deal. I'm not changing all my opinions. So first of all, they sponsored it last year as well, and that's before Bitcoin Cash even existed, so this is not a Bitcoin Cash conspiracy. Really, once I found out what was going on and found out what Roger and some other people were doing with Bitcoin Cash, I was supportive of it because I saw Bitcoin is actually, they've been very outspoken about this. They don't want it to be digital cash anymore. They want it to be digital gold. If that's the case, that's a big change. That's a night and day shift from what Bitcoin was initially meant to be. In the white paper, said it's supposed to be a peer-to-peer digital cash. Now, all the people that are supportive of what's going on with Core are saying, well, it's okay if it costs quite a bit. It's okay if it takes some time. It's really secure, though, so it's a digital gold. Okay, well, if that's the case, we still need a digital cash. So what would be the best option? And some people will say, why don't you talk more about Dash, which I recommended around $2 about 2 years ago. Why don't you talk more about Litecoin? Well, actually, I've never been a huge fan of Litecoin. I've just seen it as sort of like a gimmick. Although I did, I've gotten more positive on Litecoin recently because of some of the changes being made. But the obvious, the most obvious is Bitcoin Cash, because anyone who held Bitcoin before August 1st already has Bitcoin Cash. It already has the market. People already understand it. So if that ends up being the digital cash, then great. And just to let people know, we have a conference here called CryptoPoco, the last day of an Archipogo. We actually invited three very pro-core speakers, and they were all on the list 1 month ago to speak. It was Trace Mayer, a good friend of mine. It was Jimmy Song, one of the top coders for Bitcoin Core. And the other one wasn't actually invited, so it was two. And Tone Vase went on Twitter and said, we're all a bunch of scammers. I immediately tweeted him and said, I'll pay your hotel, I'll pay your airfare to come here and speak and tell everyone what a bunch of scammers we are. He did not respond. I sent him two emails. He did not respond. Jimmy Song canceled about 2-3 weeks ago with no explanation. We asked him, no response. Trace Mayer canceled. Trace is more of a personal issue, still.
Trace is an awesome guy.
Yeah. We're good friends. But those were the three Bitcoin Core people. Actually, Tone won't show up. And the other two canceled. So that was just a sort of a happy.
Yeah, guys. I mean, I know a lot of people are, you know, that listen to this podcast really hate Bitcoin Cash. Like, I'm sure I know there's a lot of people out there that listen to this show hate Bitcoin Cash. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast hate Bitcoin too and hate what it stands for. To me, I've always said this. I said this from the beginning. You know, it's just one of those things. It's just whatever camp you're in. I don't necessarily see... I think my problem is I don't see why we're infighting. That's my problem. I look at it like we're both trying to achieve the same thing. Like, why are we infighting with each other? It doesn't make any sense. We're all one group. Like, this cryptocurrency movement, this blockchain movement, this technological movement, this decentralized movement, it's all one thing. The big enemy in all this is the banks, is the Ponzi scheme of the world that's set up for the 1%, you know, that's who we're fighting against. I think this infighting is just not good. And I wish you guys would really, people who are trying to infight with stuff like that, just, you know, I hate to say, you know, let it go, but sometimes you just got to show a little empathy for each side and just kind of look at it both ways. If you can see both ways, if you can empathize, because I can honestly empathize for both sides. I can see the Bitcoin Cash angle. I can see the Bitcoin angle. But me, I don't see that as a reason to infight with each other. Do you know what I'm saying? So anyways, I hope everybody takes what I just said to heart and realizes that we're all in this together, and the real enemy are the fucking banks. So let's not forget enemy number one. Anyways, let's get on to Coin Talk.
It is time. Everything you have been waiting for. Coin Talk.
So just want to say, we started over the weekend, we signed on to the service called Republish. Basically puts all our podcasts on YouTube automatically now, so I don't have to stay up anymore to move them over to YouTube. So it's funny because as we started posting all those YouTube or podcasts onto YouTube, I've noticed I've been getting a flood of comments from YouTube now, from like regular people. It's kind of funny how when you're like doing a podcast every day, you don't realize what people are saying. But like when you go to YouTube, you just see a flood of comments of like what people are thinking real time when they listen to your podcast. I just want to give a shout out to all the people that have been hating on the podcast on YouTube. It's fucking hilarious. There's some really good ones on there. I saw a couple that said, one of them said, "Why the fuck are you playing that shitty music in the beginning of the podcast?" I've heard other ones that are saying, "What a douche." I've heard all kinds. I think it's hilarious. Thank you guys for commenting. Thank you for listening. And if you got that strong of a reaction from the podcast, fuck yeah, I'm doing something right. So appreciate it. Another thing I want to bring up is, you know, today has been a down day for crypto. But like I said, don't worry about it. This is all just momentary. This is the time to actually buy all these coins. If anything, you don't want to be, you know, May, June, July, and seeing all these highs, and then everybody, you know, I was like, man, I remember we could have bought it for 80 cents or we could have bought it for 30 cents, whatever. This is the time to buy, guys. Just remember that. I'm telling you, you're going to be kicking yourself for not buying right now, especially Bitcoin. This is the conversation I need to give you guys every day, kind of like a pep talk. Another thing I wanted to bring up is I want to thank everybody for, you know, all the support that we've been getting for the show. It's been overwhelming. Like we've been getting a lot of, you know, likes, follows on Twitter, on Instagram, you know, even on YouTube. Like there were some people that were like, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. So people are subscribing to the show. Thank you guys for posting reviews on iTunes and Google Play and stuff like that. I really appreciate it. Thank you for all those 5-star reviews. I really appreciate it. Just thank you for everything. You guys are awesome. You guys are like the best listenership, best audience. If you guys want even more Thriller podcasts and want even more information on crypto on a daily basis, check out our Telegram. The link is in the show notes. And then if you also want to support the show, I don't talk about this too much anymore just because I feel like if people want to support, they're going to support. I think talking about it every day is just kind of ridiculous at this point because everything's in the show notes. But if you guys want to support Thriller Podcast, you can. The way you can is through Patreon. Right now, we're currently funded with all our patrons. Like all our patrons are funding Thriller Podcast right now. So yeah, if you guys want to help support Thriller Podcast, you can donate $1 a month or $5 a month, whichever, and you can support the show. And that's how you can do it. It's all being brought to you by your fellow listeners, your fellow people that are listening to the podcast. So thank you guys so much for that. Thank you so much for showing your support. I really appreciate it. In any ways, awesome. It just feels great. Like it feels great doing this every day. And it takes a lot of work to do this. But and then to feel satisfaction from seeing people tweet at me and talk to me and all that stuff is just the greatest feeling in the world. I just can't explain it. You know, it's just one of the best feelings in the world. Anyways, with that, let's go ahead and get into our disclaimer. Yeah.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
All right, so let's jump into the coin market cap. But before we do that, I do want to tell a story. So today I was at work and my coworker pulled me aside. He's like, you know what? I pulled all my Cardano coin. I'm like, why? I'm like, why would you pull it out now? It's at a all time low. Why would you put, or not all time low, but it's at a low. Why would you put it out now? He's like, you know, I'm starting to realize, you know, that I have all my alts, you know, I have Tron. He started naming all his alts that he carries. And he said that he's pulling them all out and he's putting it into Bitcoin. And I said, I mean, yeah, I guess do what you got to do. But honestly, these alts, the way he said this, and I thought it was interesting. That's why I'm sharing it. He said that it's going to take a lot longer for, you know, some of these alts to pump to, you know, 100 times their price and to do all this stuff. And I was just telling him, I was like, you got to realize, man, like, I don't think you realize how much Ripple, Cardano, and Stellar were last year. Like, they were literally worth pennies. Ripple was at, I think it was like a 0.4 cent last year in early January. So like right now it's at 90 cents. I'm not saying that's great, but I'm saying like it got up to $3 and it's going to get up even higher this year. So for somebody to be quitting like just like that after a year, I just don't get it. I think a lot of people aren't willing to be patient when it comes to crypto, and they want fast money and they want it now. But I've been in this game long enough to tell you that it doesn't happen like that. Every once in a while, it does. That's why you'll see like Ripple will just shoot. Remember in December when it just shot up for no fucking reason to like $3 and everybody sold, or like Verge when it went from, you know, 0.7 cents and it shot up to 25 cents just like that. You know, that does happen in crypto. Not all the time though. You know, that's why you have Bitcoin Cash go from $200, $300, and it shoots up to $2,100 overnight. That does happen, and those are great things, but you got to be holding the coin in order to get those. So that's why I'm saying, guys, hold those coins for that moment. The best thing you can do is hold a little bit everywhere. Like if you're not bullish on Cardano anymore, that's fine. I'm holding it because I think it has that potential to spike up very fast, or I think it has potential long term. I believe in the project. Same thing with Stellar, same thing with Ripple, you know, same thing with Bitcoin, same thing with Bitcoin Cash. There's a lot of them. Litecoin was another one that was $50 last year and it shot up $300 just like that. And I remember telling people on the podcast, get your Litecoin in now. It's going to get to $300. People did. My mom did when I told her to do it. She made money. My coworker did it and he made a shit ton of money from Litecoin. But the year before that, Litecoin was $3. That's what I'm saying, guys. It takes a year. It takes a couple years. And if you really want to be safe, it takes 3 years. It's just the way it is. It's not going to happen overnight. Sometimes it does. Sometimes you get lucky. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Tron goes today from 4 cents and it shoots up to $2, you know, in a weekend or something. That wouldn't surprise me. But guess what's happening when that happens? I'm holding my fucking Tron. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of one of those, hold your coins. Don't look at it like you're going to become a millionaire overnight. Whatever you do, don't keep, unless you're a day trader, if you're somebody like me and you plan on hodling most of these coins, like hold them long term and then sell them when they get high enough or keep holding on to them. That's what I'm doing with a lot of my coins. I don't even plan on selling Cardano when it gets to $1 or $2. Yes, it's going to be tempting as fuck, but I'm not going to do it. Same thing with Stellar now. I'm realizing like, fuck, I really want to keep Stellar long term because I have a fuck ton of Stellar. But at the same time, I'm like, wow, I could sell at $3 when it gets to that later this year, or $2 when it gets to that later this November or whatever. Or I could hold it for another 2 years and it'll be worth a couple $100. Who knows where the price is going to be at by then? Or it could be completely demolished. Either way, I believe in that company long term and I'm willing to take the risk. But to say that no one becomes, you know, a crypto billionaire overnight, it's true. It takes years. It takes a year, at least a year. It's not going to happen where you're going to have it overnight. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to wait some months. I guarantee it. It's just the way it is, you know. Or if you're listening to our podcast every day, I give you guys tips on which ones I think we're going to go up. Sometimes they come into fruition. I would say 7 out of 10 times when I say they come into fruition, they do. Sometimes they don't. But I like to think that I'm more right than wrong these days. But like I said, wait till March, April, May, then everything will come in. full force. And a lot of this, you know, I think what happens is people get stuck inside their own heads and they look at crypto too much on a daily basis and they're not thinking long term. And with cryptocurrency, you have to be patient. Patience is a key, is a must key that you have to, either that or you have to be, if not patient, then you have to be strict on yourself. One of the two, you know. I've looked at it more like a game now. So I'm just collecting at this point. I'm going to get rid of my Ripple. That's the only one that I'm looking to get rid of. But even then I'm still like, oh, maybe I should hold it. But I'm like, no, it goes against my values. So I'm going to sell it. But still, guys, don't get caught up in all the, I don't want to call it FUD, but don't get caught up in all the, I feel like it's all derived from YouTube. I feel like there's just a lot of YouTubers trying to scare these people into either selling their coins at really red prices or, you know, or buying them at really high prices. It sucks. But I feel like if everybody listened through a podcast, they'd be better off, because I'm telling you the truth. That's the truth, guys. And it was funny because my coworker told me that today and I felt bad for him. I was like, man, that sucks. But I said, you are doing one thing right. I was like, you're putting it back into Bitcoin. And that's a good bet. Because honestly, I think Bitcoin long term is going to be there. That's why I'm investing a lot of it these days. Guys, buy your alts now. They're at an all-time low. That's all I got to say. And you will be thanking me later. You will be thanking me in May, June, July, when all these alts that you buy go up in value. And you're really going to be loving me in November, December, when all these alts that are really low right now, 30, 40 cents, a dollar, whatever they are, and then you hold them all the way to December and you're able to sell them for 200, 300 times the amounts that you bought them at, probably even more, 500 times. I'm just telling you, it's the truth. It's just the way it happens. It happened last year. It's going to happen again this year. It's the only thing that could stop that from happening is a financial collapse. But even then, I still think cryptocurrency would surge even more. So I don't know, guys. Just don't believe everything. Just go with your gut. At the end of the day, go with your gut. But take what I say into consideration. Like, don't sell your, whatever you do. Like, you can sell your Cardano, you can sell your Stellar, you can sell your Ripple, you can sell your Ether, you can sell your Bitcoin for all I care. Just don't sell it on a red day. Like, it's the worst thing you can do is sell it on a red day. Sell it on a green day. If you could sell it on a green day,